Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Silicon Valley's Exclusive Salary Database by Rachel Neuer. When Steve, a 30-something engineer, launched a software company in San Francisco a few years ago, he and his co-founder faced the daunting task of hiring a team from low-level engineers to a new VP. Novices, they nonetheless had an advantage, access to Option Impact, an exclusive database of tech salaries that has become a go-to reference for Silicon Valley startups. That insider information, Steve realized, has immense value. You get into the venture capitalist club and get all the magical data, which puts you in a power position, he says. He recalls walking away from negotiations with a newly hired employee thinking, man, this guy is underpaid. We got a good deal. Unlike popular self-reported salary sites like Glassdoor or Stack Overflow, Option Impact is reserved for elite users, VCs, and the executives at the startups they back, plus legal and consulting firms. And while salary surveys are routine across industries, Option Impact is unique in its specificity and accuracy. Companies share their employees' anonymized salaries in exchange for access to the vault, which is searchable by job title, location, company size, revenue, and funding stage. Executives are required to update their entries every 6 months, and Option Impact vets its data regularly. It's now the world's largest salary data set for startups. Roughly 2,600 private VC-backed companies use it. Radford, its largest competitor, counted 2,115 public and private companies in its latest technology survey. Likewise, the majority of top VC firms, Andreessen Horowitz and Sequoia Capital among them, have access to the database. Average salary estimates, QA engineer, 1 to 3 years experience, Option Impact, $101,955. Glassdoor, $71,004. Data scientist, 4 to 6 years experience. Option Impact, $132,536. Glassdoor, $129,118. Project manager, 4 to 6 years experience. Option Impact, $137,000. Glassdoor, $82,403. Designer, 4 to 6 years experience, Option Impact, $126,125, Glassdoor, $74,591. How that data is used depends on the client. We view data as a commodity, says Dee DiPietro, CEO of Advanced HR, the company that developed Option Impact. The difference between what an applicant thinks they're worth and what an Option Impact-equipped boss knows can be significant. According to Glassdoor, a software engineer with 4 to 6 years of experience at a mid-sized San Francisco tech startup earns an average of $120,000. Option Impact pegs the salary closer to $141,000. When competing for talent, that $21,000 split can provide the leverage needed to recruit candidates. But according to Steve, who asked to use a pseudonym for fear of professional repercussions, the system also invites abuse. While closed databases like Option Impact can be used to ensure fair pay, they can likewise be employed to lowball less savvy recruits, says David Berkus, an associate professor of leadership and innovation at Oral Roberts University. Information is the key to being able to confidently ask for more money, Steve says. He should know. After leaving his startup last year, Steve was offered a new position as a software engineer. The salary was $180,000. Not bad. Honestly, I probably would have taken the original offer, he says, but Steve had an edge. Using his previous company's login info, he checked option impacts rates. What he found made him tell his prospective bosses they'd have to do better. His eventual starting salary? $205,000.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.